getting in early. Freedom!
You can't do that every time.
Freedom! Freedom!
You're not freedom. You're so early. You're
now
late.
I have so much time. It's great.
Woke up from a luxurious nap.
Freedom in the morning, freedom in the evening, freedom at supper time.
When's supper time?
Yeah, I eat six.
What, after evening?
What is the difference between supper and dinner?
Supper, I think, used to be what people called lunch.
No. There's no.
No.
There's ow. No.
Would they
no.
ever?
I think it varies from place to place, actually.
They used to call it lupper.
It's an evening meal, typically a light or informal one.
Ooh.
Okay, so I could invite people over for a supper party.
Yes. Yeah, you could sit on the floor.
Did you say
crisscross
supper? A supper party.
A summer party.
I'm my first supper party.
A supper party.
I would invite them for a summer party.
I invited someone to a supper party and they thought you said slumber party.
And they brought their sleeping bag and I'm like,
oh my God, what if you did that?
You're so embarrassing right now.
But let's all get in your sleeping bag.
Well, sure.
You show up in pajamas with a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And everyone is dressed to the, well, no, they wouldn't be dressed up because it's a supper. It's in
that's
a
right.
formal
short
dinner.
Sleeves.
But they.
Yeah, short sleeves.
Short
yeah.
pants.
Yeah, short pants. Yeah. Short hair. Don't care.
You have to cut your hair short if you're invited to a supper party.
That's right.
It's part of the rules.
Supper party. I'm having a lunch party.
I'm at a lunch party. You know what? After having Holly's birthday party, which was like a morning time
this is
thing,
embarrassing. Who's Holly again?
Okay, she's my kid. after having, we had our birthday from 10 to 1. Yeah. And it involved bagels and fruit and whatnot. And I was like, and donuts. And I was like, this, I would do this with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, morning, get together,
could
we'll have bagels.
Could we add some, like, eggs and bacon? And
you want to do a whole breakfast. You want to do the thing where you cook breakfast for everyone. Like, during the pandemic.
I want to do motel breakfast.
You remembered.
That's right.
Wow. I remembered one thing you said.
I want to do motel breakfast.
Yeah,
motel
cereal
breakfast.
Bar.
Disgusting eggs.
Yeah. Fruit Loops
thin
in a
sausage patty that tastes like a shoe.
Fruit Loops in a plastic, jar or bowl.
Fruit Loops in a plastic jar or
bowl. I was staying in a
Fruity Pebbles, baby.
In a hotel in Arizona a few years back, and they had a pancake. make your own pancake station.
Oh, you know what?
Station.
I've been to a hotel like that, and that was really fun. You could also make your own waffles.
But I don't want to.
I know.
I don't even want somebody else to make them for me.
Right.
You don't
past pancake and waffle age.
Excuse
really?
Me?
No pancakes or waffles
just,
ever again?
It makes me feel so bad.
Yeah.
It's so heavy.
It is heavy, but I love pancakes. I love crepes.
What about half a pancake?
Now you're talking. Is that allowed?
I don't think so. I know they're round.
I know that.
What do you feel about pancake for the table?
What if I ate out the middle of the pancake?
If you ate
just
it left out?
If you just ate it
yeah,
out.
Yeah. I proudly say that. I'm not ashamed.
Wait, what do you feel about
pancake? You're not a soprano.
What if I ate...
What do you feel about pancake for the table when you're out for breakfast?
Pancake for the table?
Yeah. Everyone gets whatever they
one
want.
One tiny
then a pancake,
silver dollar pancake.
One big
for the
ass.
Table.
One
or
tiny
one stack, and everyone can grab a couple bites.
Now, I'm on the record with I don't like to go out for breakfast.
Yeah.
I want to eat.
Period. Amen.
You're in the congressional record regardless.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book about it. A very slim volume. It's only 2 pages.
Well, that's
very big
that's
font.
Extremely slim.
But yeah, I like to eat right away. And a thing I hate is like if you're traveling with people and they say, oh, we have to go to this breakfast place.
And then you all schlep over there.
You wait in line for an
hour. I don't want to wait in line for breakfast.
No, dear.
What,
no.
You'll wait in line for lunch.
No, oh, I'll wait in line for lunch
no,
all day.
I really won't wait in line for any meal at this point.
I figured out, by the way.
I just feel like, what are we doing?
Now, if you're waiting for a reservation.
That's different.
It's different because it's on a line.
Yeah.
You're in the restaurant. They're like, would you like to go over to the bar and get shit
that's
face
fine.
Drunk?
That's fine.
So if you go in and wait, you can't go over to the bar.
If you go in and wait, you can't go over to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Anyway, I figured out, by the way, the other day why we were talking about why we eat fast.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm always eating right before I have to do something, like today.
That is
shoveling it into my mouth, going, fuck, they're going to be here. Fuck, mm-hmm. they're going to be here. Now, you guys were 12 minutes late.
Yeah, you had.
And I could have taken
like
my
six.
Time.
It was more
it
like
was literally 6 minutes.
It was 12:06.
I looked at my clock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're one of those guys where 10 minutes early is on time.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
On time is late.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you live here, and so you're always on time.
Not really. I'm always, but that's what I mean. I'm always shoveling food in my face, going like, oh no, the guests are going to be here. I got to get, because I got something thrown at me. I had to walk the dogs today, unscheduled. And so
usually they walk at what time?
11 or so.
Yeah. Then when their bowels and bladder are full.
Yes.
Yes. And then this time it was a delayed reaction.
No, we, Kulop and I switched.
Wait, the morning. Bodies?
Yes.
Oh,
are you Kulop?
Oh, that's why this is going so well. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
I didn't make a boob joke.
Huh?
Do you miss your boobs?
Do you miss them?
No, he misses mine.
Okay, I'm confused.
Well, now he's
he has, yeah, he has yeah. mine.
Yeah, so he must be happy, there, I guess. Right?
Oh, guys, I have a new... No,
this is one of Scott's classic oh, guys.
Oh, guys.
It's time for an oh, guys segment.
Is this a Lawrence Topics? I have a new found dog story.
Wow.
Okay, so...
Finally!
Previously on Threedom, I've had...
Previously on Threedom.
I've had three experiences finding... lost dogs.
Uh-huh.
None of them satisfying. The first one...
By the way, this is the. I feel like this is the first time hearing
I've never heard of you saving a dog.
Saving.
Okay. Let me remind you of the three times and you'll remember. Okay. So
all I've heard of is your cowardice in the face of lost dogs.
You see a lost dog.
What are you doing here?
Where could it be?
Where's your owner?
So the first time I was driving with Kulop, we saw a dog by the side of the road, got out of the car, picked it up. There was a phone number. No one answered. I left a message. Texted as well.
I remember this a little
bit. No one ever answered. I said, we're over here. You know, I gave the cross streets. I said, we're here.
I'm pretending to remember this now.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 minutes later, a guy's walking down the street on the phone and in the middle of a conversation. And he kind of like raises his arm and I'm like, is he waving to us? This can't be the guy waving to us. He's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I get out of the car going like, are you? He grabs the dog, never gets off the phone.
That's right.
Does a 180, just walks away.
That's completely insane.
Yeah.
Either
to not say thank you.
Either a fucking asshole or a dog thief.
Those are your options.
To be charitable, I feel
please.
Like.
He was a fucking asshole.
I feel like the dog must get out all the time or something.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you don't know that.
I know. Like, and I was waiting. Right. And by the way, we were on our way to something. And then I like.
You were in black tie.
You could have just let the dog go and it could have been hit by a car.
It's true. But I do. But I think we all understand that frustration of like that overtakes you where it's like you're so upset with the object of the frustration, the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That you forget common manners.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I felt.
Sure.
Or he was just a total fucking lunatic. But so then the next two times were the same dog. And that's down.
This feels like a
and that was
off.
The little girls.
The
stuff?
Little girls. And the dog is not that far, like three houses away, but and just kind of like standing there frightened looking. And I found the dog. I took it up to the door and they were just like, what? Oh, get in here. You know, just kind of mad at the dog and like, and kind of gave me a cursory like, thanks. And just like,
yeah.
In the midst of like the mom going, I told you not to let the dogs out. You know, I was just like, fuck, why did I bother? Okay. And then it happened twice. And it was like third time.
Shame on.
This must be the charm.
Yeah. But they moved
shame
away.
Shame on the charm.
They moved away. So I'll never know. Third time shame on the charm. Fourth time charm on the shame.
On the doobie wop.
Doobie wop. So this time I get a text from Kulop and it says, can you come upstairs? And I go upstairs and there is a little tiny dog just shaking like a leaf in our bush up there, right by where you
how
guys
tiny?
Enter.
Time share
than about a bread box sized.
That's pretty.
That can
like
know,
a tiny bread
in
box
a restaurant
or a regular size
in a
bread
restaurant.
Bread box in a restaurant.
You know, one that has like.
I know. It's serious.
So, little tiny dog is just shaking. Kulop is trying to coax it out, but it won't come out because too afraid. I sort of get on the other side and we're blocking it, but neither of us can reach, and just. Too afraid to come out. I swap with Kulop and I And she's like, it's going to bite you. It's going to bite you. I go, no, I think it's okay. And I grab the collar and it's okay. And we get a leash. I put it on the leash. And after it's on the leash, it's like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is all I ever wanted.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. I'm controlled by man.
What kind dog?
I don't know. I'm not great.
Mutt?
I'm not great at breeds. Yeah, probably mutt. We'll just say mutt so I don't have to specify.
Mutt is my favorite breed.
I love it.
I love a mutt.
I love mm-hmm. it.
So I call there.
Little mutts drive me nuts.
You have a bumper sticker?
Type mm-hmm. type mutts drive you nuts.
What?
So I call the number and someone answers the phone. Hello. And I'm like, hi, do you have a dog named Piper? And she goes, yes. And
aww.
I'm like, oh, we have her.
How many pieces is the dog usually
get? One.
I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm like, we have her. Everything's okay. She's just burst into tears.
Oh.
She's in Hawaii where the fires are.
Oh,
what?
On vacation and has been like scrambling trying to get a flight back. Like both of these things happen at the same time.
Oh my God.
This dog ran away from the fires from Hawaii?
It has that good of senses.
It paddled on
wow.
a boat.
Oh, I thought it was here, but it got scared of the fires there and it
no,
ran away.
No.
What if a dog castaway had like a tennis ball that was its Wilson?
That's yes.
just proportionately
it's
smaller.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it just kind of constantly chased it and finally chased it off the island. And what yeah. if it gave up on the ball?
What if a dog gave birth to a ball?
Oh my God. And this is a movie.
It was a golf ball and it talked. And it said, Tiger Woods is my dad.
So Tiger Woods had sex with a dog.
Yeah.
The dog gave birth to a talking golf ball.
That makes sense.
His semen at this point is golf balls.
It's as big as golf balls.
No, it's golf tees and it makes golf balls.
That's like if you gave birth to a big sperm.
He has high tee.
He has high tea. Hi, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
High tea time.
High tea time.
Anyway, so the dog was with her friend, got away at the same time the fire started happening, and the friend came within like 3 minutes, and the dog had been missing for 24 hours or so, like all night.
Oh,
the last spotting of it was some construction people saw it being chased by coyotes.
Oh,
Jesus!
That was hours beforehand.
Had a harrowing adventure.
Yeah, yeah, harrowing, Ribsy-like adventure. But yeah.
Who are these? How do we know this?
How did they
because
tell?
Construction people because saw this happen.
Going up and down the streets going, have you seen this dog? Have you seen this dog? And some construction workers were like, oh yeah, we saw it just up down the street from
so
us.
So that woman was definitely very scared that her dog was eaten.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh. Eaten out, like Paul said.
Oh my God. Like a big pancake?
Out of the center.
Out of the center.
Like a big pancake.
Yeah.
And then a friend of ours had Instagram posted about the dog. So it was someone that we knew.
Oh, I kept seeing posts about this dog.
Probably not the same one.
Okay,
but
different
yeah.
dog.
But anyway, so it was, and they were very grateful, and it was one of the, you know, it's what you want out of this experience of like, you know, you take the time.
Someone cares.
Take the time out. Yeah, someone cares about this dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, this has reminded me, I have had three experiences of a dog leading me to its house. Because
really?
It got out of the house and couldn't get back in.
Wow.
And you said, here, boy, lead me to your house.
It was,
show me where your mommy lives.
Show me where your mommy lives.
Shake what your mama gave.
So the dog, in each instance, the dog came up to me and then started to like
Paul.
Try to lead me somewhere. And
like it was kind of going, hey, over here.
Like how a dog will be like, want you to get a ball that's under the couch, like
yeah, it would like it would like kind of come up to me and like put its legs up on my legs and then start walking and then turn
dance.
Back and look at me like
did the cha-cha
right and we did the cha-cha
the quick step
into the cha-cha
like
slide.
On that one commercial where the dog danced.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of them.
And not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
It's only one.
It's only one commercial.
The one I'm thinking of is only one commercial.
You're only thinking of one? I'm thinking of a bunch, right?
I'm thinking of a multiverse of commercials.
I'm just thinking of the idea of a commercial.
I'm thinking of a golden retriever.
Okay.
That is on its hind legs doing like a... Da, da, da,
I'm thinking
da,
of like
da,
a black
da.
And white dog that's like on its hind legs doing kind of a like, to the left now, y'all. One hop this time. Two hops this time.
Merengue dancing golden retriever.
That
thank you.
Right.
Oh, no, that's just a video. It's not a commercial.
Oh, it's just a dog.
Oh, it's just a video.
That's just a dog that can do that. It's not interesting.
That's just a sentient dog who learned how to dance human style.
And wears outfits. And
not interesting. He's not selling anything. He's just doing it for the love.
If it's not for Febreze, I don't want to hear it.
And there was one. So the first time it happened was like a little dog who led me back to its house. And then I knocked on the door and...
Hello.
Yeah,
it's
I got
me,
off my horse.
Paula Tompkins.
The door.
I'm outside the house now.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
I was just playing my
Can
tape.
Can I tell you the story?
It's a tape. I just played a tape.
You've been taping Paul this entire time?
I have all doorbell footage accessible to me.
All doorbell, doorbell footage accessible to me. And the owner was like, oh my God, how did you get out? And thank you so much and blah, blah. Second time, bigger dog who was very enthusiastic. Mm. Led me back, and then he was just a maniac.
Here's my question. Why don't they just go back? Because they need you to be the interlocutor?
They want to cushion the confrontation with the owner.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like,
you're not gonna yell at me in front of him, right?
He's just a stranger.
And then the third time was a dog that lived right next to us. Who was coming up to me and then walking away and looking at me, and I'm like, what is your problem?
Like what you see?
The gate was open, like the tiniest little bit.
Oh, needed the
and
gate.
The dog was like, I can't get through there.
I feel like I've told this story, but there was one time where Mike and I saw the most like cartoonish looking dog, where like it had two eyes going in separate directions and like a tongue hanging out.
And he was wearing a hat and a tie.
It looked insane. And it was just sitting there, and like, I just was like, what's going on with this dog? It looks bananas.
Are we in the Sunday
Funnies? And we were like,
right,
are
now
we supposed to do something about this? And we like...
How you approach all problems.
We like walked around...
or anything you
we
see.
We like walked around the corner. And
what like, about this plant? Are we supposed to do anything about this?
We came back and it was gone. And we were like, did we just make that up? Like, it felt so insane. Like, I've never seen a dog that looked like that in my life.
And you've never seen it
again? I never saw it again. And it was just gone. And I was like, well...
Sounds like a hallucination.
It was.
Were you tripping?
I was
on mushrooms?
I was tripping balls. I forgot.
But Mike saw it too.
Mike saw it too.
So
yeah, because he was
Mike's
tripping balls too.
He's also tripping balls.
Yeah, and maybe he just saw because I was describing it.
It's funny that when you see a cat wandering around, you're like, "Who cares?" But if you see a dog wandering around, like, you must be
emergency.
In trouble.
Yeah.
I do feel like I think the cat knows what it's doing. Like, I'm like, either you're somebody's cat or, but my cat has gotten my
I had
cat,
a friend,
rest in peace got loose a handful of times.
Right, I had a friend whose cat came back after 3 months. It's too long.
Yeah, that is too long. It's kind of like
that is always wild to me.
Yeah. Mike had a dog that ran away for like. It was then like taking another family and then like came back and it was like a year later.
How did it find its way back?
I don't know. It got loose from them and then like came back to their house.
I don't live with you.
And then how did the family?
I think
this story's not adding up.
It's not because I'm telling it badly.
It's not adding up. But why are you lying?
Their dog ran away, was taken by another, it was gone for many, many months, years. I don't know. And it was taken by another family and they found out later that it was and.
How did they find out about the family?
Let me just get Mike on the horn and we'll get this cleared up. Okay, so what happened was...
Hi, Mike.
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey,
so...
Polly!
Hey, Mike.
Polly Walnuts.
Good to hear. Okay, I asked you not to do that.
Hey, Polly W's.
That's better.
All right. Hey, what's up? Hey, Lauren, baby. I love you. I love you.
Let's talk later.
All right.
So, Mike, this dog
story... We'll definitely talk later.
Okay,
So, Lauren was trying to tell the story, and she was failing miserably about this dog that you had that ran away, got taken in by another family. Right. Then you got the dog back.
Yep.
How
all
did
true.
This all happen?
Okay, so I left the gate open.
Okay, so it's on you.
Yeah, I'm the gate guy in the family. And
you failed at your job.
Yeah, so one thing I had to do all day, and I was asleep at the switch.
All day?
All day. I was a gate guy. And
he was a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was 3 years old, in charge of the gate. And this dog gets away and lives with another family for months and months and months.
Right.
And we had put up flyers everywhere, like, have you seen this dog?
You almost said signs.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's the difference between a sign and a flyer, really?
Just the quality.
We wanted it to be a sign, but we only had flyer material.
Paper,
exactly.
Yeah, you didn't have cardstock.
Classic flyer material.
Yeah. So,
Full color?
Story's really long.
Four colors.
Four colors, nice. Yep.
But we could mix them together to make purple and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, great. So within the rules of those four colors, you could mix them together to create other colors.
Oh, yeah. But nothing special, like pinks or anything like that.
No, none taken.
Purple's not special. Pink is special.
Pink, you'd need to add white, too.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
So anyway.
Hi, Ken.
Huh?
I was just saying.
Who are you talking to? Some guy named Ken?
Yeah.
I ought to come over there and bust you right in the mouth.
Let's hang up on him.
What? He did a Billy Joel heart attack on the way out?
He does that. It's kind of his thing.
Kind of his thing,
Samantha. All right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
And hello.
Speaking of Samantha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren, I was listening to the old with special guest Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah.
Where you and the Wild Horses did.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun.
Sex in the City. It's so funny.
That was fun. Thanks.
Really funny.
How are you accessing that?
I just still had it on my phone.
Nice.
I kept a few episodes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to at some point get some backup on my old Patreon.
Yeah, you got
to
do it.
I know. I'm waiting to get the files, actually.
I'm waiting for some files myself.
Waiting for files.
Do you have any compliments for me, Paul?
Yes, Scott. He's looking
around the room.
I love being in this room. It's
what
great.
What is that huge stack of art books that are all sealed?
They're seal.
Seal?
Seal biographies?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Behind the scars.
Seal wrote a biography of some seals.
No, really, what is it?
They're books.
But why are they all new?
Because they're new.
Why did you get them?
Because I bought them.
So you bought a bunch of art books? I'm curious. What are they?
Are they art books? Or are they graphic novel collectiones?
There's one called None of Your Fucking Business that you would love.
Your privacy surrounds your hobbies and interests. All right, I'll stop right now.
Uh-huh.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
What'd you guys do this weekend?
Oh, God. What did I do?
I was in Portland, Oregon. I did a Varietopia up there. It was great. Had a wonderful time. The hotel ran out of hot water.
What?
Oh, no.
A guy went door to door.
Door to door?
Saying, hey, our boiler just broke.
Oh.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Just work?
I took a cold shower.
Yeah, you guys sometimes just gotta do it.
And it sucked. I felt like there was enough tiny residual warm water.
Right.
Luckily, it was hot as fuck as well outside.
Yeah.
Right.
So I made it through and it was relatively painless, but it did suck getting in there. It was also one of those showers where the shower head is fixed, like you can't adjust it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's no way to not get in freezing cold water.
Yeah.
Right. There's no way to like turn it to the side a little bit and have it just dribble on.
Yeah. But I heard an interesting thing in the airport.
What's that?
Oh. Out of my way, you fucking bitch.
I was so fascinated by it. I thought, how interesting. There was a father and two kids walking through the airport. They were behind me, and I heard the little girl say, "What happened to Henry?" And the father said, "What happened to Henry? Well, he grew 5 inches, he got a table saw, and he opened his own business."
Excuse me.
What?
Grew 5 inches.
Okay, let's break this down.
So this was a child who somehow acquired a table saw and started
and opened a
business? Yeah.
I don't know.
Like Encyclopedia Brown? Like table sawing for grade school kids?
Maybe it was a guy who got that surgery where you get taller.
Maybe, but I wouldn't say, if I were a father, I would not explain it to my child as he grew 5 inches.
Yeah.
I don't want to give them unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, that when you're like 40, you just grow 5 inches.
Yeah.
So maybe he didn't grow in height. Something else grew in 5 inches. Like what?
Hair? His hair is 5 inches longer.
Say you take the back, you go backwards and a guy who-
Say you take it back.
Who used to work with the father.
Hmm.
In their table saw business or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a guy he used to work with. Why would he grow 5 inches? And why is that necessary to the story?
Wait. How did taking that back
going
give us anything
with the last piece of information first, in other words?
Yes.
Like he opens his own business. Oh, this is a guy that the father used to work with.
Right.
Okay, so then the previous...
Oh, you're saying why did he open with he grew 5 inches?
Yeah, like how are those connected?
It is the most interesting thing. I would just leave it at that.
Right. Oh, he grew 5 inches.
Benny, well, he's at the end of the story.
I wouldn't say like that. I would say he grew 5 inches.
But I think there was something that needed to be explained about the rest of that story.
100%. But the daughter seemed to have no further questions.
She was fine with it.
Yeah.
He grew 5 inches, got a table saw, and opened a business.
If you know Henry,
that's just the update from when he was 8. You saw him when he was 28. We haven't seen him in 20 years. Well, what happened to him? Well, he grew 5 inches, he got a table saw, and opened a business. That's all you need to know.
I mean, this child was small, so how old could Henry have been?
Yeah.
That the child would remember who Henry was.
Right.
Would inquire whatever happened to him.
Whatever happened to Henry?
Yeah.
This feels like
also,
it's...
what's the business that you open with just a table saw?
I don't know.
Table saw here.
What if it's a children's book?
What if it is a boring children's book?
The guy who bought one table saw.
No, it's about like a little tiny little guy. Mm-hmm. And it's like he has
who bought
no,
one table saw?
And he has no prospects. And then the story ends, and then the daughter goes, whatever happened to Henry? Well, he ended up growing 5 inches.
Henry?
He got a table saw and he opened a business.
He got a table saw and he opened his own business.
Whatever happened to him? And no, like Henry who?
Oh, no. This dad knew exactly who Henry was.
Dad knew who Henry was.
He knew what Heidi used to be and what Heidi is now.
Maybe it was her invisible friend she stopped checking in on.
That would be great.
I like that.
She stopped checking. The dad still sees the invisible friend.
Oh, yeah. We still hang out. Just because you guys don't hang out doesn't mean I can't.
I have to keep this up now? Jesus. So that's what I
that
did.
Was the most interesting part of the weekend for you.
I didn't say that. The show was a lot of fun.
Right.
A really good time doing
but
the
it
show.
Pales in comparison to the Henry story.
Well, it's something that's haunted me ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like great. Henry himself.
Oh no, he's
I can
right
see
behind
him right
me.
Now. He continues to grow.
And has a buzzsaw right behind you.
I think my most interesting thing is that I went to a 2-year-old's birthday party. And it was very nice. And the cake looked like a recycling bin full of trash because the kid loves trash.
The kid loves trash.
I love shit like that.
I know.
That reminds me of my nephew. Used to.
That reminds me of my trash can. It's full of trash.
And it's trash day.
My nephew used to hang out with
this guy.
No, not
the
guy. Not guy.
Different one.
Different nephew. Used to hang out with my...
You don't often talk about a different nephew.
Second tier nephew.
Second tier, yeah. Definitely below, like, fourth on the call sheet.
Definitely
okay.
Below. Definitely below.
Definitely below.
Definitely below Kai.
Was hanging out with my dad for a while. Like, they would, you know, he would watch him. And
his grandpapa.
They went to the dump one day, and they still talk about it. He came back saying, like, I want to work at the dump, and they never forgave my father for it.
Oh, but that's so cute.
Right, somebody's got to work at the dump.
And little kids really love trash. Like, not all of them, but a lot of little kids really get excited about the garbage truck.
Right.
And
do you think that's why Oscar is so grouchy?
Because kids are always trying to...
He's not into kids, and it's like, I wish kids were not so interested in my life.
That should be part of his thing.
Yeah.
Because
I don't like kids.
Would Oscar the Grouch help you count, or was he just a guy who was like irritated?
He would teach you about grouchiness.
No, the count is the count.
Sure. But you know how almost everything in Sesame Street has to have some sort of lesson attached to it?
His was like, don't talk to assholes or something.
Yeah. If someone lives in a trash can, leave them alone.
So
yeah, I guess it was just like, it was learning how to deal with things that make you grouchy or
right.
upset you.
Yeah, or deal with people
I honestly don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe it was just like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we just threw an asshole in there?
Yeah. You got to have someone who's not all sunshine and rainbows.
I thought they were all assholes.
No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Big Bird, Snuffleupagus.
Big Bird is great.
Ernie Bert.
Nicest people.
Bunch of cocksuckers.
Bert's a little more angry, I think. He's quicker to.
Do you know why, though?
Why?
Because Bernie,
Sanders.
Please, Bernie Bros, don't leave me alone.
No, but Bert and Ernie's couple name is Bernie.
Yeah. That's their couple portmanteau.
Yeah.
Ernie is a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Ernie
he
is?
He does stuff just...
Well, he's really selfish.
He's chaotic. He's like, he's just a creature of whim.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to Bert. Well, like one time he's practicing the fucking trumpet at night when Bert's trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck,
are
man?
You sure it's at night though? Because I remember this. It could have been during the day and Bert was like taking a nap.
Still, you know what I mean? That's rude.
But
how
also...
are you to know if your roommate is taking a nap if the roommate doesn't say, like, by the way, I'm in my room taking a nap?
How do we know that he didn't do that?
They share a room. They have beds right next to each other.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's right. So anytime he wants to play the trumpet, he's got to peek inside their bedroom and say,
well, I kind of think anybody who has a trumpet and lives with other people should check and see what's going on first before you start tooting on that thing.
You're not gonna absolve Ernie in this situation.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
It's
okay.
Also, he didn't even stick with the trumpet.
You never see him play it again, do you? It's not like then cut to 3 years later.
Yeah, he's really
virtuoso.
Good at it. Yeah.
Someone I know had a neighbor in an apartment building who would sing.
Well, same.
Okay.
Oh, there's more.
Who would sing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a fantastic singer.
Yeah, we had like an opera singer.
Yeah, I mean, she was like a Broadway person or something. Which is ultimately pleasant, I would say, as far as loud singing goes, but just at all hours of the day and night, just like loud singing. Does your neighbor also do that?
No, it was fine for us. Like, I would never really get too upset about any kind of noise because it's, you know, one of the, you know, agreements that you make. Yeah, when you're
it's one of the four agreements.
Yeah, one of the four. Yes.
One is you'll
be impeccable
other
with
people
your word.
Be impeccable with your word. Other people make noise.
Other people make noise.
Mm.
Be on time.
Mm-hmm.
And never, ever fall in love.
Oh, well, that's the agreement with yourself.
I did three of those.
Okay, you beat impeccable with your word.
You beat
beat impeccable.
You were always on time.
Uh-huh.
You made a lot of noise. What was it?
Other people make noise. That's one of the rules.
You other people made noise.
You other people made noise.
And then you didn't fall in love.
I never fell in love in my life.
Oh, is that Rilo Kiley song?
Oh, which one?
I never found. And I can
I never
do,
found.
Why do you imitate her like that?
I can do the worm. I can do the banana.
The fruit.
Yeah. I can do the Danny, but I never fall in love. It's like that. Yeah. I think I nailed it.
Yeah.
There's
good.
Someone in my neighborhood who has a Rilo Kiley license plate, like a vanity plate.
Wow.
And is it Rilo Kiley?
That's a deep.
The whole band?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
they
all
share a
of
car.
Them in one car. One guy in it was on Salute Your Shorts, which was a classic show on Nickelodeon when I was a kid.
Wait, okay, ooh, so Blake. What's her name? Jenny Lewis. Jenny.
My old band leader?
She was a child
she was.
Star,
True Beverly Hills, right?
Child actor. Were they all child performers?
I don't think so. I think he was maybe even added to the band later. I'm not sure.
I think all four of them were in it.
Okay, then, but I don't think it was
I think about that. I'm not quite sure.
They were also in About That?
All That?
It's About That. It's About
That was the sequel to All That.
Yeah.
About
That.
What? Was there a show called A Bag of Chips?
No.
There should have been.
But there
we should create one.
It's a really missed opportunity.
What if we create a
about a
show?
Sentient bag of chips?
Yes.
And it goes and visits the All That set.
A bag of chips.
A bag of chips.
It's about a living bag of chips. The show is called A Bag of Chips.
What are you looking at, Lauren?
My water bottle cap has something in it.
A message?
Yeah, it said,
oh my God.
Eat a pancake out, you dumb hoe.
Oh my.
No, it just had a little bit of, something in there I'm not too excited about to see, I would say.
Oh, like a spider?
Just a little bit of dirt or something.
Lauren, I'm thinking about something you said earlier, that you celebrated Holly's birthday from 10 to 1 or something.
Her birthday party.
Her birthday party.
Yeah.
But it is funny to think that for a kid, their birthday is only that amount of time.
Pretty much.
They're not aware all day that it's their birthday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a
yeah.
long time.
Yeah. We're going to a birthday party next month that starts at 9:30. And I was like, this
no,
is...
thank you.
I know, I'm like, this is great. I'm like, yeah.
9:30 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what else are we doing?
What time do you typically wake up?
At least 7, if not earlier.
Scott, same question.
It has to be 7 at the latest, yeah.
7 at the latest.
Okay. Yeah, because of... What was that? But
because of, like, nap schedules and
whatnot. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this morning, it was my turn. She started babbling at 3, which woke me up.
It's a little rude.
It's a bit early.
A bit early. She went back to sleep, but I couldn't get back to sleep. I finally got back to sleep at 5, and she woke up at 6:30.
More babbling, I presume?
No, like, this was true, like, I want out for a half hour. Yeah. I think the celebrating a birthday all day, that's fine, but lately people talking about their birthday week and their birthday month.
That's for children.
Come on.
It's for children.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is my birthday month. Yeah. And they use it as an excuse for, like, terrible behavior as well.
Yeah, well, because they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, this is straight out of Vanderpump Rules.
Really?
Okay. It always ties
tell
back.
Us.
People in the early in
it's
the,
a mirror
in
to
the
society.
First few seasons. A cautionary tale. In the first few seasons, especially, there's a lot of episodes that center around people's birthdays and how important they are. And these right. people are in their late 20s.
Well,
you know what I mean?
This reminds me of like, it's the kind of thing, and Kulop had a few of these when we were dating, of like, up till you're about 23 or something, like when you have your birthday, it's time to invite every single person you know to a restaurant.
I think past 23. Really? I think that goes up until a few years before 30.
Really?
That yeah. people still do that.
Yeah.
And now it's like when people do that after 30 for just like a random birthday, not like a milestone.
Right.
What are you
it's
doing?
Like, wait, come on, man.
I don't want to go to the Edendale Grill.
Do,
or
like, I didn't do restaurants.
It's always there.
I know.
No, I would always, that place was really popular for that. I would do like bars, like just a bar night.
That's fine. That's
and then
fine.
I would, I for my 30th, I had a big dinner with like.
That's okay too for a 30th.
Women. Yeah.
But like, but what I'm talking about are these ones where it's like invite everyone you know to a sit down dinner. Not everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's demented.
No.
And then
no.
everyone has to figure out how to split the check
no.
because everyone
oh, no,
is
no,
broke
no, no,
because
no.
you're
yes,
at 30.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
My 30th birthday, I remember spent at the Drawing Room, one of the most hideous bars in all of Los Angeles.
Mm.
The Draw. I'm trying to picture it.
It has a sign that says open at 7 a.m.
Oh, yes.
It's on Hillhurst.
Right.
Terrible place.
Open at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Is there that a joke?
No.
No. There's a great bar in San Luis Obispo that's open at 6 a.m. And everyone who would graduate from Cal State would like essentially, it would close at 2 and open at 6. And everyone would try to keep drinking past 2 on their own in order to have like the first beer at 6 a.m. on the night they graduated.
That's gross.
Why?
Yeah,
I guess,
why?
I guess
what
I
a curious thing to say,
I guess
Lauren.
When I'm asked like that, I don't know how to answer it. And so I guess there's nothing gross about it.
Somebody once pointed out that there are people that work night shifts that for them,
it's
they
like
would
how
go,
to wind down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
so
that's
like
interesting. Because then you're going to go sleep all day anyway.
Yeah, you finish your work day at, you know, 7 a.m., then you go to a bar.
I mean, you're just completely flip-flopped.
Yeah.
Also, wait. So in New York, is it 4 a.m. that bars close? I can't recall.
Oh, my God. Some of them, I think, stay open until 5?
Can they stay open until 5? But then,
yeah.
Why is there even just 1 hour that something's closed?
Good question, man.
You know what I mean?
Everything should be
to
open
reset.
24 hours.
Yes. Every business.
Everything needs
even
to
a
reset.
Table saw business.
Everything
Henry.
Needs to reset.
Yeah, Henry. A message to you, Henry.
Morse code?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
He knows.
He knows it?
He knows what I'm saying.
Cool.
Cool.
I was just listening to a podcast about Braille. The 99%. 99% Invisible. Very popular. I'm not a listener, but now I'm a fan because we listened to a couple episodes today.
Great.
And it was really interesting. I'm not even going to try to explain Braille, but I would recommend the episode.
I think I get it.
No. Don't know.
It's bumps, right?
It's bumps.
There's a history to those bumps, my guys.
Oh, don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I'm just glad the bumps are there. I don't want to know how the bumps are made.
It started as acne, right?
Yeah. Reality recap. Yeah, though, really quick.
I'm reading on your face that you're disgusting.
Reality recap. I was on Bitch Sesh last week. And
you did another podcast?
That's how we agreed we weren't going to appear on any other podcasts.
You know what?
To drive our numbers up.
All right. But I casually brought up Welcome to Plathville, a reality show on TLC.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of them had seen it, Casey Wilson and Danielle Schneider. And that set them off on a thing where they basically realized how amazing the show is. They're doing a podcast all about it, which I think people should check out if you like the show.
Is it a sister wife type of show?
It's a family in Macon, Georgia. Cairo, but it's spelled like Cairo.
Wow.
Georgia. Cairo. It's a really small town. And it's and the family is very sheltered and religious, but then the kids, you're basically catching this family where like the kids are going to be teens and some of them are venturing into the world.
Yeah.
And some are, you see how naive they are, and then you see some of them trying to be a little bad, and then one of them still really religious and like prays in a closet for all of them. And then
what was the hand movement you were doing? You were like whipping,
just sort of stuff.
Oh,
she was
prank,
doing
like
in there
prank.
And then over time, you see that the parents then get divorced, which is like, it's happening more recently, and it's so insane. And now the dad went from being this like sort of like Baba Duke figure. No, wait, what's
Baba Duke figure? What?
Who's the tall guy?
Who's the tall guy?
Shane in the basement. He wears a top hat.
Who's the
from It Follows?
Why can't I think of?
Who's the tall guy? Lurch?
Wishmaster?
No, the scary thing from Spaghetti.
Phantasm guy?
The scary thing from the Spaghetti.
What's the creepypasta?
Chef Boyardee.
Creepypasta.
Oh, Kevin the murderer. No, what's his name?
The one that I referenced so many times and I can't think of it for some reason. He's really, really tall.
The Slenderman.
Slenderman!
Yeah!
who's the tall Slender guy?
He went from like Slenderman vibes to, and he's like really creepy, and so he's like smiling, to then now he's like buff as hell. And it's like kind of hilarious. So I have to catch up because they're all more caught up than I am now. Suddenly.
Remember when that happened to John and Kate plus eight guy and he started wearing Ed Hardy everywhere?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Oh,
I
man. Anyway, so it's a fun show if anyone's looking for something crazy to binge.
It.
Yeah.
All right. If you're looking for something crazy to binge, that is Lauren's wreck.
That's my wreck.
Welcome to Plathville.
Yes. Mm. And their last name is Plath. And so that's why it's called.
Oh, that's why. Okay. I'm sitting here going like, what the fuck is
Where's
this?
Plathville? What is this?
I thought they lived in Cairo.
And how do I get there? Yeah.
How do I get buff like this guy?
I'm curious what he's up to.
Mm.
To get buff.
Where is he now? I heard he grew 5 inches.
I heard he got a table saw and a whole business.
All right, we have to take a break.
Good.
Okay.
And we're back. Guess what?
That's what?
Shit.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would guess it.
I'm sorry. Also, chicken butt.
That? I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, sorry.
What was the origin of that?
Guess what, chicken butt? That, I think it's just funny because it rhymes.
It's fucking stupid.
It's insane.
I mean,
I hate children.
Yeah.
They can't do comedy.
That you don't think what's up, chicken butt is funny?
It's not what's up, chicken butt. That is funny.
Okay.
It's guess what,
chicken butt.
I don't know why I just
That's
said,
not
what's
funny.
What's up, chicken
what's
butt?
What's up? If somebody says what's up and you say what's up, chicken butt, that's funny. Okay.
That's so funny.
Guess what?
What's up?
No. Guess what?
Now that's funny.
That's funny.
Guess what?
See?
What's up?
Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt.
No.
Yeah.
Disagree.
Funny.
No. Disagree.
Honestly, one of the funniest things I've ever freaking heard.
All right. We got some more Threevia. It's time for a Threecher. If you want to submit a Threecher, write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com.
Yeah. Just do it. Like throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. Live out loud.
Tell your family you're off the grid for 3 hours. Do this.
Does everybody have the Threevia questions?
Hold on.
Oh, no. Where are they? Wait, we have to do something with this?
If you look at the link where it says, you scroll down, it says new Threevia, then there is a link to the specific questions.
There's a link that says new Threevia?
What page is Threevia on?
On the link with all the
Got
games,
it. Got
with
it,
all
got
the Threechers.
Threevia docs here. That's what you're talking about.
Yes. And then it'll say Lauren's questions. So we can't look at those. Scott and I can't look at those questions. Paul's questions.
Okay.
I can't see it.
You guys can't look. Scott's questions. Lauren and I can't look.
Is it a link in the email or it's a link in the document that you...
It's a link in the document.
Is it down at the bottom? Or
it's where it's included in the paragraph about Threevia.
It's on page 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, you know what? I'm going
to... Go to page
Control
4.
F...
Yeah. Oh, he's doing it.
There you go.
Threevia? There it is.
It does sound like a drug.
I mean, you can't... Okay, Control first of all, F. Paul, this is a 28-page document. You can't just go like, oh, it's in the document.
Motherfucker, do you think I went down to page 27 in this document?
How would I know what you do with your own time?
Because this is not my own time. This is freedom time.
This is freedom time?
Which sucks.
What? Paul!
Yeah. Freedom time is different than other time.
I need you guys to get along.
Do you though?
No.
Right?
Not at all.
You like to sit back there and watch Rome.
You're the one stirring all this shit up.
You're like the Joker.
Okay, wait. Do we need paper?
I don't think ink. So
you
I think
the ink. So
how did we do it before? I think people would just write down in their notes app their answers.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I have a whiteboard here.
Okay, great.
Good for
okay.
you.
Okay.
All right. Shall I kick it off?
Yes.
I'm opening my PDF of questions.
Oh, 3V Docs here. Here it is.
You all just right. found it?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I had zero info.
These are trivia questions about me from things that have been said on the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number one. Paul's mother was the receptionist for her brother's business.
Jesus
what music
Christ.
Related service did the business provide? Write down your
How
answer.
How are we supposed to know any of this stuff?
Yeah, I know.
Because I know it.
You do?
Yeah.
What music related service? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Question two. Paul taught us all that the Glade plug-in jingle, Plug It In, Plug It In, is actually based on a real song called Rub It In by Billy Crash Craddock.
True or false?
Nope.
Oh.
There's more. Craddock recorded a follow-up to Rub It In called What?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Question number three. Paul once told a lie about his father doing an impression of a famous actor and being dead. In order to get a special inscription in the actor's book at a book signing, name that actor.
I do know this. But I feel like I knew this before Threedom.
That's entirely possible.
Because anything
because
that I've
heard...
Because
we know each other outside of the
yes,
podcast.
Anything I've heard on Threedom, I will not remember.
Yes, because but, you're busy interrupting it.
I'm busy interrupting it?
Oh my God.
Are you
God.
Seriously
You're
thinking?
Trying to say I'm the only one who interrupts?
What?
Thank you. Thank you for inferring that I don't interrupt. Question
well, you don't
four.
Interrupt yourself.
This is a good point.
Yeah.
This is a 2-point question.
Hmm.
Paul once told a story about watching a double feature with his friend. Scott argued that watching 1.5 unrelated movies on DVD in your home does not qualify as a double feature. I don't know where 1.5 comes in. I watched both of these movies. either way, can you name the two movies Paul and his friend watched? You get 1 point for each correct answer.
I'm correct about that, though. It's not. You can't call it a double feature if you just toss on two movies at home, right?
Why can't you?
I mean, you can. But I think double feature is a special term reserved for going out
to
a place
and, watch, yes.
and watching and paying for one ticket price
that for something that is billed as a double
yes,
feature.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
And I have no idea what these movies are.
Question number five. This is the lock it in question. First, I will read the question. If you think you know the answer, you can lock it in by writing it down and putting your pen or pencil or fingers down. You may not change your answer once you have locked it in.
Oh, wow.
If either player does not lock in an answer, I will read a hint. If you answer the question correctly before the hint, you will get 2 points. If you answer correctly after hearing the hint, you get 1 point. Answer incorrectly, you get nothing.
Okay.
This has come up before.
Hmm.
I once said that I didn't think my name suited me. And that it
God
should instead be what?
Why do we have to
I
do
know,
this
I know,
because
this happened to you before and I didn't remember last
time. It'll keep happening until you remember.
I need the hint.
Please give the first name, the middle initial, and the last name.
Oh.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Would you like the hint?
I locked it in.
You locked it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like a hint?
Wait, so I can still guess?
If you have not locked it in.
I've not locked in.
Then you can get a hint.
I can only get one hint? Or can I get all the hints now that she's already locked it in?
You only get one hint.
I only get one hint. Okay. Give me that hint.
It's the first name of a famous menace, the middle initial of a famous fox, and the last name of a character in the board game Clue.
I might be fucked.
I can't wait to hear what you said.
Okay. A famous fox. So like...
Vivica A. It's not that.
All right. And then characters in Clue. You got Plum. You got Mustard. Scarlet. They're all colors. Grape. Is that a Clue color? Mr. Grape? I'm just going to go. Okay. Got it. I'm locked in.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. What was the music-related service that my uncle provided?
Piano tuning.
Piano tuning.
That's correct.
Is that what
yes,
you said?
Yes, I did.
That's correct.
And I get one?
I get one.
Number two. What was the Billy Crash Craddock follow-up to Rub It In?
Pull it out.
Eat it out.
You're both incorrect. It was you Damn. Rubbed it in all wrong.
Oh, my.
Who, to whom did I lie and say my father did an impression of this famous actor in order to get a signature?
Adam West.
Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole is correct.
Yes. Okay.
Adam West, yes.
Thank you.
I did work with him on a pilot one time, an animated pilot for something called Super Adventure Team.
I remember that.
Yes.
Dana?
I feel like I do too.
Dana Gould,
right?
And Rob Cohen created it. Adam West did not do the series, but he did do the pilot, and I got to hang out with him for a day, and it was absolutely delightful.
Wow. Cool.
He's now dead.
That happens.
2-point question. The double feature. What were the movies in the so-called double feature that I watched?
Hard Day's Night and Help?
No.
Well, can you imagine?
I don't
know. That's not a bad double
I've
feature.
I've never seen them, but I
guess
just...
it would be fine. I just can't imagine Paul doing both of those.
Why?
Because you'd be like, oh, look at these fucking guys.
What?
I don't know. Okay, Gremlins and Jaws.
No.
Okay.
These were movies that I had not seen before, and they were Coyote Ugly and Battlefield Earth.
Okay, so it's much sillier than I thought. Okay.
This is the lock it in question. Okay. What is the name that I feel I should have? And Scott, what did you say?
I said Dennis R. Plum.
I said Thomas J. Peacock.
The two of you somehow managed to get it. Dennis J. Peacock.
Ugh, yes.
Who's the J? What Fox?
I have no idea.
Michael J. Fox.
Oh, oh, so it was an actual Fox actor.
I was thinking like a cartoon.
So was I. That's why I guess R.
So wait,
for
should
Reiner.
I get 1 point for that or no?
No.
Neither, oh, okay. That's
us,
tough.
Right? Neither of us get it or what?
Are we each
yeah,
get...
I think. Let me see.
Are we each get...
What are the lock it in rules again? Because Lauren locked it in first.
I did.
If you answer the question correctly before the hint, you get 2 points. If you answer correctly after hearing the hint, so you answered partially correctly, you get no points.
Nothing.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. I hope you're keeping track of the points because I was not.
I was.
I have one.
I have 2 points currently.
Okay. I'm going to do the questions next.
Okay. Lauren is going to do the questions. I have 2 points. Paul has zero.
And I like it that way.
Mm-hmm. Lauren has one.
Okay. Question one, when Lauren was a teenager, okay, when I was a teenager, I had 3 run-ins with the same police officer. Are we sure this isn't the same thing we had before?
I don't know. Keep reading.
On our third encounter, what keepsake did the officer give me?
I remember this.
I remember it.
And I'm happy to have remembered it.
I really feel like we...
We may have done these before.
We might
really?
Have.
But it's interesting.
I'm still wrong every time.
Yeah.
I don't. I feel like we haven't done yours before.
To me, I think these are things we've done. But whatever.
Okay.
We're playing again anyway, and everyone can just eat a pancake. Who do I think is the hottest Simpsons character?
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
Hottest Simpsons.
When I saw it, I actually went, what did I say?
But, so you don't even remember.
No, but I mean, I do. When I saw it, I went, yeah.
Hottest Simpson character. Wow. I'm trying to think if any of them are hot.
Just don't think too hard.
Okay.
Okay.
For my 7th birthday, my parents, which was really my mom and my uncle, threw me a party with what unusual and boring theme?
Unusual and boring theme.
Unusual and boring theme. Okay.
Question 4. 2-point question. I once surprised my grandma on her birthday with a box of chocolate-covered strawberries, which she did not appreciate because they were too big and there were 6 of them. According to the story, there are 2 gifts that my grandma always loves receiving. Name them. You get 1 point
oh,
for each
shit.
Correct answer, and rest in peace, my grandma.
Mm-hmm. Man. Okay.
Okay.
And the lock it in question.
Lock it in question.
First, I will read the question. If you think you know the answer, you can lock it in by writing it down and putting your pen or pencil down. You may not change your answer once you have locked it in. If either player does not lock in an answer, I will read a hint. If you answer the question correctly before the hint, you get 2 points. If you answer correctly after hearing the hint, you get 1 point.
But here's my question. You said if neither locks it in, you'll read the hint. Now, she had locked it in.
I think it's okay if one person locks it in.
Okay.
Answer incorrectly, you get nothing. Here's the question. I was once offered opium by a guy with what clothing-related nickname?
Oh, okay. I'm locked in.
I need the hint.
The hint is it's probably where he kept his opium.
Okay.
All right, ready?
All right, ready.
Question one. What did the police officer give me the third time I had an encounter with him?
A trading
card.
Correct.
All right, great.
What is, who's the hottest Simpsons character?
Otto the bus driver.
I guessed Otto as well.
It's Bart.
It's Bart? That's I was gross. Like, it can't be Bart.
But I was a child when I watched that show.
But now you're an adult.
Yeah.
You put away childish things.
For my seventh birthday, my mom and my uncle threw me a party with what unusual and boring
your
theme?
Mom and your uncle.
My uncle was always my gay uncle.
Tax filing.
Dirt.
Manners. Etiquette. It was an etiquette party.
Were you walking around with like books on your head?
Yes, we were. And everyone was dressed in a nice dress.
That's so funny.
2-point question. What did my grandma always love receiving? There are two gifts. You get 1 point for each correct answer.
I said money and teeth.
I said flowers and candy.
No, $100 cash or a Walgreens gift card. But yes, money counts. I would say you get 1 point.
So money and a Walgreens gift card are the two answers?
Obviously, yeah. She doesn't want candy if the chocolate-covered strawberries were too big and there were six of them.
Yeah.
I thought it was the amount. Like, if you give candy, like M&Ms, she'd be like, oh, wow, there's 100 of these.
It didn't work that way. Okay, and then the guy who offered me opium, what was his clothing-related nickname?
Scott?
Jorts.
Pockets.
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 He's like... My friends call me Pockets because I don't have any, I believe was the thing he said to me.
Right.
Fucking asshole. Aye.
Didn't this come up recently?
Probably.
I don't know. Okay, so I have three total.
I so far have one, and then we're going to do...
You locked it in, though, Paul, so you get two for that last answer, is that
right?
Oh,
yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how many do you have, Paul?
Two. I think I have...
No, you have three.
Three. Right. Yeah, I have three.
Okay, so we're tied at three. Lauren has one.
Yeah.
So, Paul, you need... to get an answer correct, otherwise
all hell will break loose.
We will be tied, or unless Lauren gets more than two. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question one. Scott once made out with a woman.
Yeah, right.
True or false? At a Halloween party and got makeup from his costume all over her face. What or whom was Scott dressed as?
Shit. What was Scott dressed as?
This can't be right, but it's funny.
Okay, question two. In high school, Scott pretended to be interested in joining the army in order to get what from an army recruiter?
Okay.
Question three. When he was a kid, Scott had to get stitches in his face after attempting what dangerous stunt? I mean, this is obvious.
Okay,
2-point question. Scott once boasted that his address was so secret, almost nobody knew it. What? Name the two very cool, not at all evil organizations that did know it, i.e. they sent mail to his address with his name on it. Oh, yeah. You get 1 point for each you name correctly.
Could you read that last part again?
Okay. Name the two very cool, not at all evil organizations that did know the address, i.e. they sent mail to his address with his actual name on it. Instead of the alias.
Very cool, not evil.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sarcasm?
I think it's, well, I don't want to say.
Okay.
All right. Paul, are you...
Is there a fifth question?
Of course, dear.
Okay. It sounded like you were wrapping it up.
Okay, let's wrap it up, guys. All right. The lock-it-in question. Scott's former roommate, this is incorrect, so I won't read this part of it, but Scott's former roommate, who was roommates with the Eye of Parties guy, had what food-related nickname?
I'm locked in.
You're locked in. All right, Lauren, do you want the hint?
Yeah.
This round food.
That's what I was thinking.
Is often associated with New York City. I mean, that just gives it away.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to guess. But...
okay. All right, here we go. Ready. Question one. Scott once made out with a woman at a Halloween party, got makeup from his costume all over her face. Whom or what was Scott dressed as?
I said, Pennywise.
I said the Joker.
Incorrect. Ace Frehley from Kiss.
I would have never gotten that.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
In high school, Scott pretended to be interested in joining the Army in order to get what from an Army recruiter?
I said a sticker.
A gift card.
A hand job.
What?
No, 8 free lunches.
Free lunches?
8 free lunches,
eight
yes.
Free lunches.
He took
eight.
Me out.
To, oh, I
he took
remember.
Me out because
yes.
he would go like, "Let's go to lunch and talk about your future." And I kept stringing him along.
Wow.
8 times
Still
until finally
not
on,
sure.
on the 8th time he was like, "Come on, man. What are yeah. we doing here?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm not
dating, I guess."
8th time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The Army was short one person.
Yeah. That's how desperate.
Really got to close this deal.
Okay, question three. When he was a kid, Scott had to get stitches in his face after attempting what dangerous stunt?
Riding a bike with his eyes closed.
While?
Wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
But sunglasses doesn't matter. Your eyes were closed. That's the stunt.
True,
but the reason I was doing it is because no one would be able to tell my eyes were closed because I was wearing mirrored
That's
sunglasses.
That's even dumber.
But I'll give it to you both.
Thank you very much. That's
okay,
fair.
Great.
All right, question four. 2-point question. Scott once boasted his address was so secret, almost nobody knew it. Name the it's not a boast, it's merely a fact, but okay. Name the two very cool, not at all evil organizations that did know it, i.e. they sent mail to his address with his name on it. You get 1 point each.
I'm going to say the FBI and the Catholic Church.
Incorrect. Said the bank and Scientology.
You get 1 point for Scientology. It's Scientology and the Republican Party. lock it in question. Scott's former roommate, the Eye of Parties guy, had what food-related nickname? Paul, you locked it in.
Yes, I did.
And what is your answer?
Bagel.
Bagel is correct.
What? Pizza.
What?
Pizza's round and in New York.
I thought it was obvious, but you are right.
Yeah.
Pretty good nickname.
Wow.
Pizza.
All right.
Hi, pizza.
I know. I was going to put pizza first, and I said, that doesn't sound like a nickname. And then when you said that, I guess I was right. Pizza.
All right. Do you want me to say what the final totals are?
Yeah, I
Mine
do.
Is two.
For tied for second place, Scott and Lauren both have 3 points. And first place, Paul has 6 points.
The champion.
Wow.
You got 3 apiece for each of us.
Champion. Thank you, Nathan Diffie, for submitting those questions.
Champion.
My buddy.
And, speaking of Nathan Diffie.
Speaking of him.
You can see his great artwork when I promote my shows because he does all my show posters. And the latest one that he's done is for Varietopia. At the Bell House in Brooklyn. And of course, we'll be selling those posters at the show. But that is October 14th and 15th, 10 p.m. The early shows are sold out. The 10 p.m. shows still have tickets. And also, November, I'll be in Charleston, South Carolina with Varietopia. And that show still needs to be sold out. So why don't you go get tickets to that? And let me tell you when the date is. That is the 17th, Friday the 17th of November, Charleston, South Carolina. First time doing Varietopia there. Go to paulfthompkins.com/live for ticket links.
Great. And you can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Lapkus, and that's where you'll find all of my show updates. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I don't really care.
Hold on a second.
What?
We got to tell people.
What?
We were going to do a Super Ego Wild Horses show right before lockdown.
Yeah.
We were going to improvise a murder mystery. We didn't get to do it. The other day, I was like, what the fuck? Why don't we do that show again?
Yes.
We're going to do it finally.
Oh, my God.
October 9th at
this
Dynasty
Typewriter.
It's going to be an in-person and live streamed show.
This.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
What?
I can't wait to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So go to dynastytypewriter.com for tickets to either the in-person show or the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. And October 31st.
Is this going to be scary?
This is very scary. I need suggestions for a father-daughter Halloween costume. So send these to Lauren and she'll pass them on to me.
Oh, the road.
The road?
Yeah,
the road.
At least the road.
Oh, I thought you meant just like a blacktop road.
Yeah.
Why don't you go as the street?
Yeah, you should just be the street and lay down in traffic.
Ugh. Ugh.